Om Shanti. Sister Mohini, a very, very, very warm welcome. It is a great, great pleasure and joy to see Mohini Ben here, because Mohini Ben has been not been to Madhuban for the last year and a half, because for health reason, Mohini Ben wasn't able to travel, so we didn't see her last season, so we missed her a lot. But I know that whilst she's been recovering from her health, she's been sitting in the cave of her mind very deeply and preparing lots and lots of very deep and interesting and powerful food for us. So a very warm welcome to Mohini Ben. Maybe we can one more time welcome Mohini Ben with a wave, and look forward to seeing you more, and look forward to hearing from you for all the amazing experiences and insights that you've had. So welcome.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. As Dadi Janaki is not here, so I must say three times Om Shanti on her behalf. We all feel very, very fortunate that we are able to be in Shantivan, Pandabhavan, Gyansarovar, Baba's home. Do you all feel very fortunate? Everyone? Very fortunate? That we are able to travel, we could be here, because I find that Baba has created such beautiful places. They're not just buildings, right? But the atmosphere, the vibrations, the Baba's presence, tapasya, feelings of tapasya, there's so much in the land. I was thinking that why it is so important to come here. Many say Baba is not coming and we can watch on video, we can be there and have same experience. It's not possible. Because when you are here, you are able to see very clearly that how near we are to our aim, to our destination, to our home, to Baba. That closeness, you know, you just feel that you belong to Baba, you belong to this family. Even at every place, you know, every country, every center has big family now, but still unlimited family here. So feelings of like for me it is when I sat here and I said, you feel so close to Baba, right? It's not we are far there, but it's something natural in the air here, right? So such kind of experience you cannot have without coming here. I know that many people are listening worldwide and many might not be thinking to come this year. And I was telling anyone who asked me, should I go or not? I said, as long as you can go. The flights are available, you have money to go, you have time, your health is okay, just get in the plane, don't even ask. Do you all agree with me? Don't miss this, because I learned from Dadi Janaki, if not now, who knows tomorrow. So today if I can go, let me go to Madhuban and feel Baba's presence. It's not question of one evening sitting in front of a Vedadara and taking drishti, but I feel that Baba's drishti is always there, all the time. As I said, it's not that we don't have those experiences when we are at our service places, but it's a lot different here. Because Dadi Prakashmani used to ask us, why do you all like to be here? So we gave many answers. Someone says, I like to hear Murli here. But Dadi Prakash, when he said, one of the reasons you all like to be here, because you are carefree. You don't have to worry what has to be cooked today. I have to give courses. I have to go for job. Whatever. There are so many things, of course, you know, we have to do. But when you come here, you are taken care of as deities, right? Since morning. You wake up, you go in the dining room, tea is there. After 2 hours, after class, you go. Nice breakfast is there. There, when we are at our places, we might be eating once a fresh food, but here you get every time. So, looking at the servers there, sevadharis, how tireless they are. So this being carefree, and then use our time here for more tapasya. And tapasya is not necessarily you go in a hall and just sit there and do tapasya. That's important. But just feeling the presence of Baba. Feeling that how Baba is as father, as teacher, as Sadguru, sustaining us all the time. And whatever we receive here, whatever experiences we have here, then we carry with us and then we sustain ourselves based on that. So I feel, you know, that if we are able to make it, someone said, these days you need a lot of courage to get in the plane, right? Because they make you so scared. Most of the infections are in the aeroplane. Doctors will tell you, everyone will tell you. But we know that, yes, life is always, there are always some kind of challenges, some kind of, you know, risk involved. But all Baba's pure energy, Baba's love, helps us to overcome everything. Right? So, you will come every year? Yeah? How many of you will come every year? Yeah? Yes, yes. Have determined thought. You know, I was sharing that as much we do tapasya, how things are changing for us. There is one place, for 20 years, they had only 8 students. And they keep calling me, Sister Mohini, why numbers not increasing? Why there are no more Brahmins? Maybe all the deity souls numbers finished now. That's why we're not getting it. And within 2 years, suddenly, we have a lot of Baba's children. They're getting a big place. They're getting very known in their city or state because tapasya is being done. So one thing is that at no point one should give up. I experience whenever you find that your enthusiasm is affected or your energy is not really kind of, let me keep going on. No, we should never allow that to happen. Because there is always a better scene, a good scene, and always there are more rewards, lot of bonus from Baba. And so I have seen that always. Because then as soon as you give up, your limit has come, like I can't do more. But Baba is with me and I have unlimited treasures in me. I have to just use them. I have to just see how much I have and I have to keep using it. So never have any thought, this is it, I can't do it. This is the service, we can't do more. Because now is the time that you will experience lot of Baba's magic. I was in the retreat in the morning. I don't know what they're calling that retreat, but it was very interesting preparing for the final scenes. I said, I don't prepare for final scenes. I sense today is the final scenes. Tomorrow will be another scenes. If today I could pass with honor, I will pass with honor with any scene which will come in drama, right? But if I only think I am preparing for final scenes, this is in the intellect of many. We are preparing for final time. So I say, what is that final time? You know, so if I am not happy today, I will be very happy at final time, right? Or I will be very happy when I am in golden age, no way. As much I am happy today, that much I will be happy, more happy, and of course very happy in golden age. But it's not that I have to think of preparing for final times. Every day, the scenes of drama, they are all accurate. Only I need to just look at what is the benefit, what I am receiving, because every moment there is some blessing. Every moment there is some gift which Baba and drama brings to us. But sometimes we are a little bit extra caught up into our inner thoughts or just local, little limited situations, circumstances. We are not able to see further and far. So I had been telling, a lot of people limit themselves, I can't do more. Because internally somewhere they have given up. And when you give up, you can't see further, right? But if you know that I have left, Baba used to say, on one shore I have to reach another. I can't just live in between, right? Even if you want to go back, it might take longer than to reach destination, right? So there is no point even to think. So never, never put limits to your abilities or your specialties or your skills, anything. I can do only that much. That's not blessing for the self. I can do more. Baba wants to use me more. So this unlimited blessings and vision towards your own self is really, really very important at this time. And never, because of any reason, get stuck anywhere. Because of my sanskar or someone's sanskar, no. Because things are changing. It's not if you are stuck. Drama is going to still move. And reveal many, many beautiful scenes for us. I tell everyone that maybe today you decide to leave. Maybe from today you were going to get extra from Baba or some rewards from Baba, some extra blessings, and you are leaving now, you know. So because of any reason, never limit yourself into this much I can do, not more. And I feel our thought should be, what more can I do? You say there is no time, but then you delete certain things. Certain things I used to do, which I don't need to do. Certain things I used to think I don't need, because there are many who can do that. So look forward, I can do more, I can do better, I can... So always internally, this unlimited attitude also to ourself, and unlimited hopes. Always. Because that's what Baba is taking us more and more towards our destination, fulfilling our aim. So one word I always remind myself, when I came to Baba, the aim I got, I have to get it accomplished, whatever happens. Right? We cannot in between just say, that's it, I can't do anymore. And also, lot of attention on the self, because when you introduce God, when you give introduction of God, people don't look at God, they look at you. And they want to feel what you're saying. They want to feel that it is truth. And that's only possible if we pay attention that I have to be that image. I have to be embodiment. When I am embodiment and image, At least they will have some experience of what God is like. So one is becoming like Baba, other is at present also always reminding yourself that whatever I am speaking, the knowledge I am giving, whether I am giving Baba's introduction, my face, my activity, my interaction should say about it, in the sense of it's not just the word. And this way you are able to keep Baba also with you. I was sharing that one thing I liked about Mama, that whenever she had to give any teachings, when I say teachings, like personally she has to say something, she will say, Baba says like this, Baba has taught us like that. She will never say, you should do it because I understand or I am saying it. But when she's saying that Baba teaches us, you connecting with Baba, you connecting with the teaching, so knowledge and yoga together. I never heard Mama, many times I used to say, every time there is something she had to explain us, Baba has told us this, Baba has explained this, this is what Baba says, bringing Baba word into our interactions, helping us to connect with Baba more. Not that I am saying, why you have to agree to me or why I have to agree to you. We all have to agree with Baba, right? All of us, we all have to just under one Srimad, right? So it's one direction, right? One is giving direction to us. And whatever we are doing is because of Baba's love. All of us, right? And of course, if you have love for Baba, you love everyone because all Baba's children, they are Baba's children. And we are all traveling together. We are on journey together, right? On journey, what happens? If somebody has surplus water, that person shares, right? So I just wanted to say hello and how happy I am, and just to be in this air and be here. And I, as I said, I just felt that coming here is making ourselves feel very, very close to our aim, to our destination, to our home. And every moment is to keep moving forward. Right? Om Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you.